Amen. Good to be here tonight. I know a preacher, he said, I'd rather be here than in jail. That's what he'd always say. And I sure would rather be here. I ain't never been in jail, and I don't want to go, except to preach. I don't want to go in there to stay, that's for sure. He had his Bibles turn over to Luke chapter 11, chapter 17. I tell you, in this day and time, there's so much going on, and so many people are unthankful and unholy. And they don't think nothing about the Lord. They don't think nothing about His house. They say, oh, I'm saved. But where are they at? They don't come to church. They come to church if they feel like it or not. But yet they can go to Walmarts and go out and eat or something like that. And I tell you what, you get your food from heaven here. You come here, get God's Word feeds you from the man of God.
Yes.
And I tell you, I want to be in the house of God every time I can.
Amen.
And over here, it's talking about the 10 leopards, the leprosy. And it says in verse 11, and it came to pass as when he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was cleansed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10, but where are the 9? And Father, we thank you, Lord, for this word. I pray, God, you'd help me, Lord, and bring back to my mind how I studied, Lord, and help me to remember. I pray, God, you'd be one of your lost. They might get saved.
Yes.
I pray if all could far off, they'd get their hearts right and get back close. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Now help me, God, to use me for your glory and honor in Jesus' name. In this day that we're looking, in this day we're looking at today, you see the gospel here where it is. Jesus Christ preached the gospel. He preached to people, and these people, all they wanted, seemingly all they heard was healing. You know, there was a time going around when that's all you heard, you know, around healing, and you go to a church and they'd zap you in the head and talk in tongues and do all that stuff, and you're healed. But you know, I'm glad that's not what it's all about. I'm glad God can heal. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ has the power, but there is a way to do it. And I tell you, if you do it by the way that God ordained over in James, I mean, it might not be God's will to heal you. I mean, I know a woman, but she was a loved God, but she had arthritis, crippling arthritis so bad, and her husband go to help her move in the bed and it'd break her arm, break her ribs. And she was like that till she died. But I tell you, that woman, you go over there, she never complained. She always glorified God. And you come out of there a better person just for going over and seeing her. I tell you, you come to my house, I gripe and grumble and everything else. And, I mean, I went down there this past week about my heart, and I was hurting in my chest. And I went down there, and I had to do one of those sonogram things, whatever it is. I can't. They went in there and done that sonogram thing, and they pushed all over me, and was trying to, you know, find what was going on. And they done a stress test, and they said they thought I might have a blockage in the bottom of my heart. So they went in there and stuck a hole in my arm and run a camera up inside of me. And the only thing they found is where I'd had a heart attack or something. They said it was an infarct, whatever that is, to your blood vein. And they said it was like a heart attack. There's just two places in the top of my heart. But other than that, I'm good, and the Lord's blessed me, took care of me. But, you know, I got down there, and they was going to run that in my arm. Preacher Hyde, I looked over at them people. I'm telling you, that was a spooky place in there. I didn't like that one bit. Stretched me out on this metal table, put my arms in these racks. I mean, I thought they were going to cut me up or something. I mean, and I looked over there. I said, can we pray? that guy said, yeah, go ahead. Well, I prayed too. I didn't like that. I asked the Lord to help me and give me strength. I needed it. But, you know, God will help you. God will be there at the time of need. And, you know, I was studying about this leprosy. And, you know, I got to thinking about this virus mess going around now. And leprosy was a disease supposed was to punish for a particular sin, the Jews. And the disease that marked the mark of God's displeasure. So, you know, they would get that, and they'd have to stand back so many feet. You know, like we have to stand back so many feet. You know, it's a wonder we ain't having to holler unclean.
Yeah.
You know, like they did. Everybody going, unclean. Right. You know, but I'm telling you, and I got to reading this, and I read over there, I don't remember exactly where it was, talked about they had to have a covering over their lip. Uh-huh. And I thought, there's your mask. They had to put a mask, they had a mask on their face. And that's what they're doing now. They want you to wear a mask and cover your lip up and stand so far back. And I thought, man, it's just like this. It's like, you know, the time here that the leprosy was, and these people get the leprosy, and it would just eat their skin all up, eat their jaw off, their nose, just eat them all to pieces, and they would die. And the Lord shows us to always get the most out of each day, to reach the most people you can. He shows me that in the Word of God, you need to tell people about Jesus, because in this day that we're in today, look around. I have a message on my heart of what's wrong with our children. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with church? People don't want to come no more. Or that. People, church be full and people in the house of God. And you thought, well, man, they love the Lord. Where that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with just being in church and the house of God and feeling the power of God? But no, they'd rather be out in the things of the world and do what the world has for them and get all the pleasure that the world has nothing for you.
Right.
He has nothing for me. When I was in the world lost, I didn't have none but trouble the whole time. My life was miserable, and I thought I was going to die 3 or 4 times, had car wrecks and everything else. But thank God, I'm glad I could have died the other night on that table down there, and I know I was going to heaven. And I was talking to the Lord the whole time, and Lord, just sweet peace. I mean, I wasn't scared or nothing, and it just kind of freaked me out, that room that I was in. But I'm telling you, God is good. And God, you look at yourself today, and if you're not saved, you're going to die and go to hell. There's no way out of it except through the blood of Jesus Christ. And these people here, these lepers, they was eat up with leprosy. And back then, they had to go to the priest, and the priest had to pronounce them clean. And, you know, I got to reading this, and Jesus healed them. And he said, go tell the priest. Well, they run off. Well, that one man, he looked down and saw he was well.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of them, they didn't look down and see if they was well yet. And then what he do, he turned around and he come back and praised God and give God glory and honor. I'm afraid our problem is God is meeting our needs. God's healing us. And we're not looking down and we're not looking to see what He's done. And we're not going back and giving Him the glory and the honor and the praise that He deserves. We're just forgetting about God and we walk off and we think, well, He owes you that. He don't owe you nothing. He don't owe me another moment to live. But I tell you what, thank God on the cross of Calvary, He died and shed His blood for me. And He died for me and gave it all for me. And I'm glad today I can say that I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I tell you what, people this day and time, you tell them about Jesus and they, oh, okay, yeah. You know, you try to talk to them people down there at the hospital and you say something to them about the Lord. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You can't get a conversation with them. They don't know God. That's what I was surprised when that guy said, "Oh yeah, go ahead and pray." I was going to pray anyway. It didn't matter. But you know, people today, they're not going back to the Lord. They're not going to where their help comes from. They're not thankful for what the Lord has done for them. They take and God, think God owes them something, but He don't. And I tell you, Jesus went back to Jerusalem that last time. And when Jesus traveling the longer route around through Samaria and Galilee, I mean, they go to Jesus, they call His name. They saw Jesus, and they know that He had possessed power. And they went out and called His name, and they hollered out, "Jesus!" And they wanted Him to do something for them. What if He had told them, "Nah, I can't help you"? What if He had told them that? And there's been many a people come down to the altar, and I tell you what, God's never told them He couldn't help them. I've seen one time to get up and said she wasn't satisfied and she just couldn't believe it. And she wasn't said, but she, God, not, as far as I know, that woman died and went to hell. I preached her funeral. But I tell you what, that was a sad night that night. She went down, God drawed her down to the altar. And she was down there and God was dealing that night. And then she said, "No, I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it." And got up and walked away without God. I'm telling you, to stay in time, we need to give thanks. This is Thanksgiving. Well, do you give thanks? I don't want to give any thanks every day. You know, there was 10 men with leprosy.
Right.
10. Only one come back.
Right.
They healed the other ones. But see, they were so interested in being healed, they wasn't interested in the healer. And when they turned and run back, that one man had started hollering to Jesus and praising Jesus. And God had given him the healing that he needed and that he deserved. And you know, it's a great mighty thing when God touches your body and God heals you and makes you well. And I've seen God do this before, touch people and even heal. But it's not always God's will to heal you. I mean, you can have a problem. You might be like that lady I told you. She glorified God in the position that she was in. And the pain and agony. She glorified God. You go over there, that woman would have you praising the Lord when you come out of there. She was a blessing. And she died with the crippling arthritis. But I tell you what, that was a great woman. Over in Deuteronomy 29:4-29, it says, "But if thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him, and thou shalt seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." In Leviticus, the law prohibited men from getting closer than 100 feet. I mean, these being 6 feet. They couldn't get no closer than 100 feet. Had to be way off. So they had to holler loud. Boy, you'd be in bad shape if you couldn't holler. They took and they hollered and the Lord would hear them, or people would hear them, and they'd back off from them and wouldn't get close to them because of the leprosy. And I tell you what, that's about like it is today in this day and time. You go somewhere, and I know you can wear your mask all you want. That doesn't bother me. It didn't bother me one bit, preacher.
Right, no.
But why put your position or your what you want to do off on me?
Right.
I mean, you got a mask on. Why I got to have one? That's why I told that one guy the other day, jumped on me, "Where's your mask?" I said, "Well, you got one." I said, "Why do I need one?" I mean, just, you know, people just beat all I've ever seen. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I say wear it if you want to wear it. I can't breathe with it on. It's all in my face. And I started to get me one that says, "I can't breathe." You know, put that on there. But I'm telling you, this world, they think, you know, you've got to do and be subject unto the governor, be subject unto them. And that's the way it was in the days back there. People had to be subject to the governor. And what's wrong with just loving the Lord? What's wrong with coming to church and hearing the Word of God? What's wrong with reading your Bible? What's wrong with praying and seeking God? People just fell to the wayside. Our children, our young people, old people, they've given up and they've let the world take and hold them back, and the world has bound them down. And now this virus, everybody, I heard a guy said he was scared to death. He just scared to death. I thought, man, I'd hate to be like that. Hey, I'm not scared to death. If I get it and I die, I die. I know where my life's going. I know where I'm going. I'm heaven bound, buddy. I know that whatever takes place in this life, my name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life 40-some years ago. And God saved me and cleaned me up and washed me with His precious blood. And I know there's no way that I can go to hell. I know that Jesus died for me. But they're scared. People are so scared. They're scared to death. I'll tell you what, I don't believe you'd scare me more if you pull your gun out and stick it at them if you're not having a mask on. You know? I tell you. I mean, they freak out, boy. I'm telling you. I mean, if I'd pull my gun out, I bet you I wonder if they'd get that scared. I tell you, that fear's all over them. And these people, this day and time, it just gets me. I mean, trust God. But they don't know God. They don't know Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. But they called out, Jesus, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And they cried out. I'm glad I cried out that night. And Lord, save my soul. And He had pity on me. And He washed away all my sins. Never to remember them anymore. He put them out and put them in the deepest ocean. He took it and threw them out to where they never be brought back no more. Thank God, I'm glad of that. I'm glad Jesus knows what He's doing. But these leopards here, those nine leopards, they run off. And evidently, just that one looked down. He looked down before he got to the priest. He looked down and saw he was healed. So he knew who the healer was. He didn't go to the priest. If you read this, he went back to Jesus. The great priest, the mighty Jesus Christ, he went back to Him and praised Him and gave Him the glory and honor. And see, that's what the problem. People today, they're giving man too much praise for things. And they give him the praise instead of praising Jesus Christ and giving Him the glory and honor. Amen. If they come up with a vaccine for this virus, it ain't Trump that done it. It ain't all these people. It's God done it. By giving them wisdom, they'll be able to come up with it. They forget where their wisdom and knowledge comes from. Everything comes from God. Put your trust in God. And you leave it up to Him. And old Peter in the Acts 3:6, he said, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the man got up and walked in the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. What, no other name? Jesus is the name that you get results in. Buddy, when I'm in dire need of prayer and I need help, I don't cry out to somebody, to my wife or to somebody. I cry out to Jesus and I beg Him, help me, Lord. When I was down there laying on that table back there and they were running that thing through my arm, and I tell you, I was talking to Jesus. Amen. I wasn't talking to them. Now, I'm telling you what, them people are rough. Yeah. My arm's all black and blue. I don't know what they did. I think they tried to twist it off. But I mean, you go down there like that, you're at their mercy. You're just at their mercy. And you're down there, and they got this machine in front of me. And my gosh, the ceiling was like it was low, and the machine come by and rubbed me on top of the head. I thought, what is going on? And they said they give me a don't care shot. I don't think they give me enough, because I was caring at the moment. But, you know, I want to do what God had me to do. And I trust the Lord and put all my trust in the Lord and the power of His name. It brings salvation. His salvation is wrought by the name of Jesus Christ. Healing is brought by the name of Jesus Christ. Protection is brought by His name. Benefits of the kingdom are in the name of Jesus. I tell you what, come Thursday, we're going to have turkey and ham and all kind of stuff. And I reckon they're going to count you. You buy a big turkey, if it serves 25 people, they're going to come out and check you, I reckon. They say, well, you got a turkey, feed 25 people, so we're going to come check you. But they might as well come check, because we're going to have a house full. My kids and my grandkids, you say, well, you're rebellious. Well, I reckon I am. I'm rebellious. I tell you what, my family's coming to be with me. You don't know, this might be the last day you see them on earth. I might go tomorrow. Tuesday, I didn't know if I was going to be here the next day. So I tell you, I'm going to do what I feel led to do. If they don't want to come, they want to wear a mask, they can do what they want to do. I'm not telling nobody not to wear. I'm telling you, you do what you feel like God would have you to do. That's between you and God. It's not nobody else's business. But don't go imposing your will on somebody else. And I tell you, it's all in the name of Jesus Christ, because He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. And I tell you, He's been given authority over heaven and earth ever since the day He created it. And when I'm telling you, we're told to call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Obey His commands. He told them, He said, go to the priest and let him to proclaim you clean. So when they did, they was doing what the law said do. And they went to go do it. And that one leper saw that God had cleansed him. And he went back and praised the Lord. I mean, he obeyed the Lord. But be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. This Bible's got all kind of commands and things in it. But you need to be a doer of the word and let people see Christ in you. And I tell you, I'm glad that Jesus Christ, there's not some magical word that you can say, that you say and you get healed or you get your life cleaned up. Only magical word is Jesus Christ. Help me, Jesus. Help me. And I'm glad that Jesus did that and saved my soul. And I tell you, when I was a young boy and I was raised in a Lutheran church, and I went through all the stuff I went through and never heard Jesus Christ died on Calvary. Never heard that you needed to be saved and born again. Never one time did they tell me that Jesus died on that cross to wash away your sins. And if you don't accept Him as your personal Savior, you'll die and go to hell. Never one time did they tell me that. I tell you, well, hell's going to be hot for them people. Hell's going to be hot. And I thank God that I heard one day a man of God preaching His Word, proclaiming the Word of God. And I listened. And I did what the Lord said. And I tell you, you're moved by faith. And the faith of God saves your soul. Because it's through faith. And I'm glad, my friend, beloved, if our heart condemn us, then have we confidence toward God. I mean, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence. And verse 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Do you do things that are pleasing in His sight? I'm telling you, how many times has God had His heart broken because you don't listen, because we don't obey Christ? We get to see a greener pasture on the other side. How many times have you had goats that break their neck, get cut all up, sticking their head through the fence just to get a bite of grass on the other side? Well, my goodness, the whole field is full of grass behind them. This church is full of the Word of God. You say, well, I'm not getting it. It's your fault if you don't get nothing. It's not this man.
This man preaches the Word of God. How many times have you prayed for him? How many times have you spent an hour or 15 minutes praying for him? How many times have you fasted and asked God to fill him with the Spirit of God? I'm telling you, this day is growing cold. These nights are cold. I'm telling you, the day's growing weary. Jesus is coming. The devil's coming forth and he's stepping out more bolder and bolder every day. And I'm telling you, what are you doing about it? What are we doing about it? I'm telling you, it's sad. I mean, it's really sad. When you look around at our children, you look around at loved ones, people who was in church and not in church. They've just given up on God. They said, goodbye, God. Goodbye. But then when they get sick, and something happens, oh, God, help me. Help me, God. You know, they want to use God for a spare tire.
Yeah.
You know, they want to have Him around. Oh, let me get my spare tire so I can use the Lord. It don't work that way.
No.
My friend, you get right with God. You stay close and draw near unto Him, and He'll be near unto you. And then when you're in trouble, all you got to do is say, Father, and He's there. You ain't got to confess all your sins and tell Him this. Tell him, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Keep your sins confessed and trust God.
Amen.
Give it all to Jesus. I tell you what, it's, you better do. I tell my grandkids, I tell them, it's time. Is. I've been saved 44 years, 43, and I've seen so much stuff come to pass from the Word of God. I mean, it's like reading a book. Just unfolding, unfolding. And I'm telling you, that last page is going to unfold. The trumpet's going to sound, and we're going to get out of here. We're going to go be with the Lord. Do you know that if you die right now that you'd go be with the Lord? Do you know that your kids are saved? You say, well, what can I do about it? Well, you can pray for them. How much do you pray for them? How many times have you ever fasted for your children? That's a thing in a path. People don't want to deprive their belly, you know. I think we could fast and do without some food for a while. It ain't fun. I've done it. But the thing is, you pray and fast and seek God. And you're not doing it to glorify yourself. You're doing it to glorify God. And God will answer your prayer. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, that one leopard come back.
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I come back. I'm glad, Lord, you saved my soul. Made me whole, Lord. God, I'm trusting in thee that you'd keep us, Lord, in the center of thy will, that you'd help us, that we might be pleasing unto you, Lord. I thank you for all that you've done. I pray you please help in Jesus' name.